Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we are looking forward to three great hours, three fun hours, three enlightening hours, three inspirational hours. So you should keep it locked right here at the Fox Sports Radio Network, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry. We're going to get into some NBA, a lot of NBA, even some golf, and some baseball, of course. Like we got a great show for you. So let me welcome in my partner, and then we'll get things kicked off. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm good, and you look great with that Fox Sports Radio background behind you.
Keep your mouth quiet.
Man, I'm envious, bro.
You know what?
I'm envious.
Stop it. Stop.
I'm here in my home studio.
Don't try to pacify me. Make me feel good. It ain't going to work.
But it looks good, and hey, I mean, there's something to being in the studio, man. There's something to be said for being in the studio.
So I'm glad you're happy. So you can go into New York. Why don't you go into the studio?
Yeah,
there on Canal Street.
It's just unfortunate.
No, it's not unfortunate.
That's not our studio.
You could do it there. Yes, iHeartRadio studio. Yes, you can. Why don't you drive to? How would you like to drive to Canal? Canal Street every day, huh?
Yo, that would be terrible. I ain't gonna lie. With the traffic?
No, I know.
With New York traffic? Oh, my God.
And what
God.
Do you think? This is L.A. traffic, so don't be trying to soft soak me, telling me I look good.
Yeah, nah, but you do. You do.
Whatever.
Now, you knew I couldn't be being honest about that, huh?
No, I knew that. It's all good. I'm shedding my headphones I haven't worn in forever. Shedding my microphone cover. Look at this, Chris. Can you see it?
Oh, wow. Wait, what? Is that yours?
No, I'm trying to find. I need to find one.
Yeah, they need to get you
this
a nice one.
This one is not good.
We are on YouTube.
No,
we
I know. That's not looking good. I know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to turn it. Okay.
Fix that. If they want you in there, fix that at
least.
My goodness.
Yes, can we at least look halfway decent? All right.
Yes. Okay, look. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and twos on a worship Wednesday.
You should see what he looks like. I haven't seen him in forever, and he's got the guns out, and he's got on his tank top, and... hot pants.
He's not wearing Speedos.
No, you know, I mean, he does have one.
It could be.
You got pants on?
I mean, you can't see him, but maybe.
You can wear them under, but don't. Last time I saw him, he was sitting in a tree, kind of laying out in a tree with Speedos on.
A sunbathing.
And you know what?
Yeah, if on Instagram.
Chris, if there was any more material, he'd have a bikini on.
We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, Monsi Bolaños.
Now, I met Monsi for the first time.
Tongue now.
I met him for the first time.
Oh, that's nice.
That's right. So that's the one positive about being here today. I'm not the man. I love to see Alex and Rob G. Don't take it like that.
My goodness.
Don't take it like that.
Wow.
No.
Golly, you can't clean that up.
No,
you
but I've never
cleaned
But
that
I had
up.
Never met her, so it was the first time.
Yeah, but you hadn't seen Alex in what, over a year?
No, I dropped
that hurts.
Alex, I dropped your Christmas present off. I saw you.
I don't want to see you for presents. I want
months.
To see Rob Parker.
Okay. 6 months. Right. Alex, you know Alex. He wants to see you.
All right.
He wanted to shake your hand, give you a hug. Like
I did.
Dissing. All right. Hey, we got a great guest at the bottom of the hour. Rob and I talked about were featured in the NBA at 75 documentary that ran on ESPN yesterday. Good job. I had it on while we were doing the show. I didn't hear it, so I got to watch it with the volume up, obviously. But after that, they ran a documentary called The Greatest Mixtape Ever. I think that's what it was, something to that effect, if not exactly that. And it was about the And1 mixtape craze, which was huge. In the late 90s, early 2000s. And we're going to have a guest from the And1 mixtape tour, Tim Headache Gittens, known as Headache, on the tour. And so he's going to join us. He was featured in the documentary, so that'll be a lot of fun. But before we go get to Headache, we got to talk about the NBA Finals, which finally, mercifully, will begin tomorrow. It's been a lot. You know, a long little gap, and it's good for the players, get them rested up. But we'll be glad to see NBA basketball starting tomorrow again. And Draymond Green, Rob, it seems like every day Draymond's giving us something to chatter about. And
he should have the nickname Headache because it's every day. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. But anyway, he talked to our friend Mark Spears from Anscape. And I mean, come on. And here's what Draymond said. Rob G, read to us his quote.
Right. So Mark Spears asked him why he still was confident that the Warriors would be able to make another finals run even after missing the playoffs the last two seasons. Here's what Draymond said, quote, because nobody had beaten us. No one has ever beaten us whole, ever. Has not happened yet. In 2016, I got suspended from a game. In 2019, Kevin Durant goes down. But when you follow that over to Cleveland, no one has ever beat us whole.
I don't even know what that means. Did he miss the last three games of the series or one game?
He missed one game.
All right, they were up 3-1. He missed one game. They were whole for game 6 and 7.
They were.
I mean, come on, man.
I think it's...
They were whole.
I think there's a legitimacy to that.
I don't think it's legitimate at all.
Draymond Green has two flagrant foul points. If he gets another flagrant foul, too, he's out. If he misses a game in this series, that could be it.
Chris, but I'm saying
it's
in that
other- important. If teams are closely matched, and obviously that Cleveland team, that Warriors team was closely matched. You had great superstars on both teams. Heck, the final score of game 7 was what? 3 points, 4 point difference. They were closely matched. So taking away one of the best players for one game, that's legit.
I don't buy it when you have 6 and 7 and you lose game 7 at home. I'm just not buying. They can dress it up like, you know, put lipstick and earrings on a pig. It was a choke job. He was there. They didn't lose, Chris, 3 games in a row all year. They lost 3 games in a row, including 2 of the 3 in Oakland. I mean, you can't use that as that we never got beat whole. I'm not buying that. Kyrie and LeBron beat them. It was 3-2. And
was
they had
Draymond
2 more games
for the whole series.
No, one game is not the series. One game is not the series. I'm not buying
that. The literal definition.
No, I'm not.
Is we never got beat while we were whole.
I don't beat that. They got beat the last 2 games whole.
Draymond Green was not there for the whole.
No, I'm not buying that. Stop.
You can not buy it all you want, but it is true.
And their first championship, there was a star player missing on every team in that series.
Absolutely.
So that, let's not count that because those teams weren't whole either.
Nobody's saying you're not counting. Nobody's saying that the Cleveland championship doesn't count.
I'm ready to go ahead.
LeBron and Kyrie can't say nobody beat us while we were whole because they did get beat while they were whole by the Warriors later on. But it's true that they can say that. And by the way, I think LeBron and AD can say that. Now, some people might laugh at that, but they've been banged up when they've lost as well. The one difference, of course, is that LeBron is obviously much older, and so he's not at the peak of his powers still. Like Draymond's still in his prime. He's only 32. Klay's only 32. And Steph's 34 and still smack dab in his prime. So, but yeah, I think it is fair. Doesn't mean they're going to keep winning. But if that's what got them thinking, you know, that they could still win it, then I think that's legitimate. But you had other beefs with Draymond.
Hello?
You're not your favorite person.
Is this
right
on?
Now.
Is this on? Hey, let me say this. NBA America, Draymond Green has given you another reason to hate the Warriors and to go against the Golden State Warriors. Unite NBA America. We want to see them go down in flames. It would be great for a 4-game sweep. Yeah, I'm talking about NBA America, so that we don't have to hear Draymond Green again and all of his poppycock and his boulder dash and all the other nonsense. It would be the greatest thing in NBA America if the Warriors went down and we could push it in Draymond's face and say, keep your pie hole shut. The Boston Celtics beat you whole. Now what's your excuse? Well, we didn't have Kevin Durant. Well, we know what? This is the first time we lost. We were playing in San Francisco. We weren't playing in Oakland. What will be the excuse? Stop it, Draymond. Just play basketball. Stop auditioning. What, enough already? I get to hear Charles Barkley. I don't want to hear you. Can you play? Every day I get a headache here in Draymond Green. Are you with me, NBA America? Wouldn't it be great to root against the Warriors and see them go down in flames? It would be a great ending to everything, and we could move on in the NBA and stop with this glorification of the Warriors. You mean the team that choked down a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals for the first time in NBA history? Enough already with this. I stand up. I salute you guys. I'm standing up. Join this bandwagon. of anti-Golden State Warriors. Anti-Draymond Green.
Enough. Rob Parker, two words for you. Stop it! Give me some real, give me a beat playing that. Yeah, I'm gonna show you what time it is. I never thought I'd see the day. I never thought I would see this, but Rob Parker has told Draymond Green to shut up and dribble.
Wow.
Unbelievable, Rob Parker. Draymond Green didn't make an excuse. Draymond Green told Mark Spears why he believed that the Warriors could still win a championship. That's it. He didn't disparage the Cavs. He said nobody beat us while we were whole. And that is factually correct. You've taken it to another place. And now you're trying to project your feelings onto NBA America? Stop it! NBA America ain't rocking with that.
They are. They want to see the Warriors go down in the worst way.
What was the other thing Draymond said?
Stop it already.
That he said that they ran more double teams at Steph Curry than Kevin Durant? He's right! If you can't handle the truth, then don't ask the brother the questions. I mean, what else did he say that you didn't like, Rob? He defended athletes doing interviews. That's fine.
He could do whatever he wants, and I could go
apparently
against him.
Apparently, he can.
Yes, he can.
Because you want him to shut up and dribble.
No, I'm tired of hearing him every day. Enough.
Why?
Okay.
Why? He can talk. They putting the microphone in his face.
You could say no comment. Thanks,
Mark
Spears.
Would you rather
he go?
Yeah. That's what we want is media. Draymond Green just saying no comment. This is great.
They were whole.
What are you talking about?
Mark Spears should have pushed back and said, you played in game 6 and 7. You guys were the biggest choke in the history of the NBA in the finals. That's what I would have said if I interviewed him.
And you know what he
would have
said?
You were whole.
I didn't play in game 5.
No,
that's my point.
He played in 6 of the 7 games. Stop
that's
it.
That's not all 7.
And it don't mean
that's
that.
That's not the definition that him of not, whole.
That them missing his 6 points would have meant that they would have won game 5.
First of all, there you go. That just ends it. We can end it right there. When you belittle Draymond Green's ability to 6 points
what?
A game, that you clearly don't know what you're talking about. Because that dude is valuable. Now, by the way, and thinking game 7, he scored 32. But anyway, you just ended the discussion when you just acted like he's not a valuable player. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob Parker thinks NBA America is with him. Anti-Draymond, anti-Warriors. I'm calling poppycock, hogwash, balderdash. Are you with me? 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
I ain't paying for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, one being their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Are you with Rob? Anti-Draymond and Warriors? Are you with me? Draymond can speak. Say what he wants. I'm down.
All right. Let's kick it off with Mark in Memphis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Yeah, guys. I'm 100% with Rob Parker, anti-Warriors. So you've got Draymond Green saying they weren't whole. You weren't whole because you got injured. you're a dirty player that can't control themselves. You're busy punching people and kicking people in the nuts. That has nothing to do with an injury or anything like that. And then you got Steve Kerr, who thinks he's the wisest coach. He's the Coach K and Coach Saban of the NBA. He's sitting there talking about Dylan Brooks breaking the player's code and crossing the line as he's giving a slight wink to Draymond Green in the background. Like, what do you – they're the worst, and I hope they lose. And I'm not for the Celtics. I'm against the Warriors. Thanks.
There you go, my man.
But that's a good take.
I love that.
Reasoning fine.
Yes, like my reasoning. Max in Georgia.
Yours was just.
You're the odd couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mac? Thanks, Grady. What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? Hey, I can't stand Draymond. Draymond should only be given us
advice. Max agrees with Rob?
Can you let Max
talk? Wake the kid.
Hey,
wake the wife. Call the neighbors. What a surprise.
Hold up, Chris. Hey, Chris. To me, Draymond should only be given advice on how to be a triple single $100 million man. He, Steph, the Warriors choked 3 games in the finals. It happened. He's more overhyped. The fact that he's considered an NBA tough guy is a joke and should tell us where the NBA league is at today.
Is he not a great player?
My man. Thanks, Max. Appreciate you.
Is he not a great player? Is Max gone?
Yes.
Of course he's gone.
How about Nick?
Now you have to actually answer some questions.
In South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
Good afternoon. Good evening, guys. How are you guys? Long time.
We are good, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, you guys are going to be surprised on this. Hey, Rob, hello, is this on? I actually agree with you.
What?
I can't believe I'm saying it.
Oh, my God.
Go. You're going to the dark side.
Chris's guy, Nick, is on my side. I got to hear this, Nick.
You are 1,000% correct. Look, injuries are part of the game. So are we really going to sit here and say the Warriors lost because of health issues? When, first of all, it was Draymond's fault. And then their big three played over 80% of the series in 2016, unlike Kyrie and Love, who didn't even play anything in 2015. So really, Draymond shouldn't be talking when they won a championship at the benefit of so many teams not being whole.
Exactly.
Now but here's the thing.
Draymond wasn't sticking out his chest saying, we rule. Nobody's touched us since we've been whole. No. He was just saying, you know what? I looked at it. And nobody beat us when we were whole, which is a fact. And that's why I thought we could come back and do it. That's all he was saying. Just my logic.
All right. Nick,
Rob Parker's turned it into something completely different.
I love this.
And you guys have bought into it hook, line, and sinker.
All right, we're going to squeeze one more in. Trey in Atlanta. We'll give Chris a biscuit.
I bet Trey got some knowledge.
Yeah, Trey, go ahead. Give Chris a biscuit since he got trounced in this stuff.
Nah, I can't do it with you, Rob.
That's all right.
Hate.
Thank you, Trey. Drop that knowledge,
I'm with
baby.
Chris. The Warriors are winning this championship. I'm tired of you talking mess about the Warriors. So when I'm going to come back and call back when the Warriors win.
Yeah, when they lose, you better call, Trey.
So I can hear you cry.
You better call back. I'm keeping your number.
You
better call back when they get swept. You better call back.
Swept? Oh. So that's your pick.
Not
Boston
yet.
And four.
I haven't put it out there yet. Not yet.
You put it out there about 3 or 4 times. All right. We got a headache. From the Air One.
Oh, Draymond Green's coming on. Oh,
coming
I'm sorry.
Up in a moment.
Wow.
But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're the Odd Couple live from the. Rob, you're the king of that. Don't be getting soft. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is an and-one mixtape street ball legend. You saw him last night on the documentary, The Greatest Mixtape Ever. Good friend of mine, brother of mine in the King Movement, my man, Tim Headache Gittins. Headache, what's up, brother?
What's happening? How are you?
What's going on? What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris? My brother, how you doing?
Man, we're doing great.
I'm good. Yo, it was great to see you in the documentary last night. Tell me what you thought of the documentary, and also you got a new book that's coming out as well. So tell us about all that.
I guess I'll start with the documentary. I think it scratched the surface, and I think it did a good job of telling the beginning of what the process was of becoming one of the greatest mixtapes to ever be made, and also changed the culture where we see it as a day. Remember the animal mixtape that we all got to see and experience changed the way everything was marketed from sports to urban to everything else, and it brought a little more into society where how our world looked to them, and it did something really dope by changing the landscape in that one. And then my book is about my lifestyle, where I came up from, growing up in New York City.
Where exactly are you from?
I'm a Harlem kid.
All right, nice.
I'm a Harlem kid. You know, Sugar Hill baby. Sugar Hill baby.
No doubt. I'm from Jamaica, Queens, so that's why I wanted to know.
I know. We ran to each other before early in my young days.
Okay.
Now I'm old.
hey, we're all old now.
Hey, Tom, we're soft, Rob. You know.
Yeah, and the book is called, little play on my name, but the book is called Life is a Beautiful Headache. It's my walking through life journey to hopefully be inspiration to a lot of youth and a lot of kids around the world that went through a lot of different struggles, and I probably went through a lot throughout the world. So I wanted to share that and give them, and also like my walk into, with God and how everything in life even though it's hard scars and stuff like that, life is still beautiful in the way it maturates you into an adult and allow you to be different.
When you think of the N1 and, all the players who came through there, who would probably be, could you give me a list of, like, the best players who were involved in N1?
You already know.
I'm sorry, that's the whole brand.
I'm one of the forefathers of it, so I gotta say myself, and then, but like when you go through the list of guys, the first that started from Half Man Mazin to Main Event to Shane of Drill Machine to Malloy, Naismith Future, AO, I think probably one of the quickest change direction moves ever, besides him and Jason Kidd, playing at Henderson State. You got Hot Sauce. Then you go down the list to like Sick With It, to I'll Be Right Back, High Octane. There's a lot of guys that came through that was really great athletes and good showmanship like that, and representing 50 from Atlanta. So we touched the market when we first got started with seven guys. God rest his soul. My big brother and center, Troy Escalade, which everybody know was Mark Jackson's little brother, who was a great person. Then we lost Chicago guy, great Flash. Who died of cancer, and then we lost one of my childhood friend, Ali Mo, which is Tyrone Evans, 6'5" point guard that can do everything. So it was a motive of God that just came together, put it together. And we all know Skip, who actually created the opportunity for us to be able to do that with them taking the tape from him and taking it to him to N1.
So Headache, then now you played college. I don't know if you remember if it was Division II or Division I, mid major. But okay. you were real. You could clarify that. But you were a real ball player, and so I know you grew up playing on the playground. So between the legs, behind the back, things like that. But how did you and others start incorporating more stuff like the dancing? And really taking street moves to a whole nother level.
I think I played big time basketball in New York City. I'm one of the Rice High School guys with the Manhattan Center. Probably lost 4 games in 4 years of high school basketball. Hurt my knee my senior year while I'm not having a scholarship after being recruited by 400 schools. And then while I'm going, I went to Southern State with Big House Gaines. Earl of Pearl sent me down there I left there because the money wasn't right. For me to be an athlete and pay for school, I always thought about books first. I wasn't going to do that in play. So I wound up, transferring, going to junior college, New York City, FIT, graduated from there, went to the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. And that was basically my stuff going there. But the thing about it, like you said, incorporating was the street ball always been there, been an element of it because of the Dr. J's, the Pee Wee Kirtland's. I got to grow up under Pee Wee Kirtland, Joe Hammond. These are guys I walk to every day and see, Chris, and that. We go to Rucker Park. A lot of stuff that we took, we incorporated it from what we learned at Rucker Park and how they entertained and how they did it. And then a lot of us played like the Harlem Wizards, and we got to see them, and I played with the Harlem Globetrotters. So when you take it and you master your craft, you're able to add things to it that nobody else can do. This would make Kyrie so good, because I grew up with Kyrie's dad, which is with Dedrick, and watched Kyrie grow up playing and stuff like that. So it allows us to kind of incorporate it, because anything you do, you take from somebody else. And like in your field and stuff like that, you know, when you see somebody do something great, you don't go, oh, he's great, I should hate on him. You go, oh, that's dope. How can I incorporate it and make it different to fit me? Right. And that's what I think all of us did. And then the best part about it, everybody had their own flavor because they're from different places. Like the first couple guys were all from New York and New Jersey, but we all know who's from New York and New Jersey is that everybody is different each borough. Queens is different from Brooklyn, Brooklyn different from Queens, Manhattan different from Bronx, so everybody had their own swag. And if you're a true New Yorker, I can tell if you're from Queens or Brooklyn by the way you talk about or you dress. And then by us being from different states allow us to do that and be different.
Yeah, New York is a place like that. People think, you know, it's all the same, and it's so big. And you know this, you could walk, Chris, in New York for 2 days and not run into anybody that you know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you're not in your neighborhood, if you're just walking the streets, you could run for days and not run into anybody. That's how many people there are in different stuff. So let me ask you the N1, merchandising that came along with it. The shorts and all the other stuff, but the sneakers never hit. Why didn't the sneakers hit? Like that, I always thought like they could have had some signature sneakers. You agree with me on that? Because the merchandise was good.
100%. One of the things that I always told them is, I'm going to say it this way, they didn't listen.
Okay.
Like the owners didn't listen. Because a lot of times we kind of took part in a lot of stuff they put out that was hot. And I remember when they first started doing the shoe and they did the Tai Chi and they did the N1 mixtape shoe, which I hated because it went a cheap route with it.
Right.
I told them when we first got started, I said, hey, look, because my degree is in marketing, minor in accounting. So I told them, I said, hey, why don't you do a mixtape shoe start with the New York guys and Jersey guy and make it that borough shoe, but make it dope. And then it'll sell because everybody bought that stuff already.
Right.
And now we're going to do this one shoe, this shoe like that. And it's due. I said, nah, it's not going to work like that because everybody have their own fan base.
Because, see, I had all the other stuff, the shorts and all that, and I love that stuff.
The shoes were hot for a minute, right? Because y'all got a lot of NBA players to wear, but they didn't stick.
They didn't stick. Like, I remember one thing I can tell you this, and we know about this. I remember when I was always training with Big Sis, Teresa Westbrook, and all of them, and I had a lot of the young ladies around me to me catching on them. I said, look, we got to continue to push the shoe, but let's push it to the female market. Because, unfortunately, I tell people all the time, guys don't buy sneakers. You know, women buy sneakers. If you're an athlete, you get them free. Right. You play in a tournament, you get some, oh, somebody buy them for you. Oh, you tell me you're a birthday gift, and they get them.
Right. Whatever.
Whatever. Oh, that's real. Well, hey, Headache, let me ask you this. We got about a minute and a half for this answer, but I want to hear this. What was the response from NBA guys when you guys were playing? Because y'all were stealing a lot of, thunder from them. I mean, for a good, 8-year stretch or something, y'all were hot. And a lot of, fans were like, yo, these dudes should be in the league. What, they really were lifting y'all's stature. What was the response from NBA players to you guys?
I give you three quick ones, Chris, which was hilarious to me. So everybody loved us because, we was in an era of Iverson. Bubba Chuck was one of my good dudes. I got to play against him and all age, all that. But the funny part was when I went to Knicks camp and tried out, I was playing against Trevor Ariza, bro. I played against him at UCLA, and he was like, he guarded me full court when I was in camp, and he was like this. Hey, don't do nothing on me crazy. And I looked at him and said, you got a deal, so you might want to back up. He would always pick up 94 feet. You might not want to do that. But they understood that. And then, that to me, that was the compliment of it. Then I went to a game back in the day. I was so Cliff Robinson. I went to the Detroit Pistons game to see Sam Cassell and them play. And we went back in the back. And Cliff Robinson saw me. And he was like, yo, I grew up watching playing with Portland and all that stuff. He's like, man, I love you, man. I love what y'all do. Just went crazy. And to me, it was like, and all the players came around and said, what's up? And it was like, it was dope. I know I wanted to be there, but just to have them talk about us like that, because they come from this, everybody learned the same way in the parks in that generation of era. It wasn't no trainers. You go to the park, lose and win, that's how you became better. But that was the thing. I think every sport, when it's a professional, they always gonna have their nose in the air. But in that era of the 90s to that part, they accepted and they want to see it be successful. But like anything, you have to go and take it.
Right,
and I don't think nobody, no athlete is going to give it to you.
That's our man, Headache Tim Gittins. Great stuff, brother.
Man, thank you.
And one street ball legend. Absolutely. Check out his book. It'll be out. When's your book? When you think it'll be out?
Hopefully in the under June, but in middle of July, hopefully is the exact date.
Life is a beautiful headache.
Yes, congrats on that.
All right, brother, we'll get
you
on again down the road, man. And you coaching in the WNBA now, right?
This year I didn't go back, but I was coaching last year in the Dallas Wings as a player developer.
Okay, cool.
I never missed the WNBA, but that's another story. All right.
All right, Headache. You got to be careful with Rob.
I know.
I should have warned you.
Hey, Rob, that kid throw the spitball and say you did it.
That's right.
Right,
you know
exactly.
It.
Exactly. All right, brother. Peace, man.
All right, thank you.
More iCouple coming your way. Shekel City is next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we all know that prices at the pump are soaring, but Discover is here to help you. They've got your back. And here's how it works. Their cash back program is your best friend. You use your Discover card to earn 5% back on cash back at gas stations and Target stores. That's now through the end of June. Today is June 1st, so you got the rest of the month. And that's on up to $1,500 in purchases. That's not anything to sneeze at. So that's when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but we're working on it. Last night, 2-1, almost 3-0. The one game I had where I was going for under 10, the score was exactly 10-0. So that knocked me out of a 3-0 night, but 2-1. Tonight, best bet, Marlins at the Rockies, run total under 10. They played a game, Chris, earlier. This is the second game of a doubleheader. And there was like 14 or 15 runs scored in game one. So I feel good about that under 10 total runs. Yankees hosting the Angels. It's in a rain delay. Haven't started yet. I have the run total of under 8. And the Mariners are in Baltimore against the Orioles. And the run total, I'm sorry, Yankees, Angels over 8, and the Mariners, Orioles run total under 8.5. There you go. Remember, I'm not telling you who to vote on. I'm telling you who I vote on. I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
I think he misremembers.
You getting confused.
No, it's primary day. That's what got me mixed up in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No vote.
Well, look, we just had street ball legend Headache on. And, Rob, were you into the mixtapes? How'd you view it?
No, I watched it from afar. You know what I mean? And I thought some of it was unbelievable. I used to look at those guys, and I couldn't believe it. But I thought of them more of like the Globetrotters, not NBAers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree.
And no disrespect, but that's what I thought of them.
No, it's not disrespectful, and I agree. Like, I wasn't really that into it at first, and then I started getting, for some reason, I was getting, like, free tapes, right? People were sending them to me or just, you know, some of the perks of the business, and I was getting free tapes, and I started watching them, and obviously, I was hearing a lot about them, and they were great. Like you said, very entertaining. They had hip-hop music with it, and the moves, to your point, were incredible.
They were.
And it was interesting watching the documentary last night, Rob, how they said the demise was kind of because it almost became too commercialized. You know what I mean?
And that always happens. Something is like unique and pretty cool, and then once the executives get their hands
right,
on it,
the establishment,
then it's not like hip. Oh no, this isn't what it was. The park used to be this. Right. Now they're doing that. They got banners everywhere. They're stopping for commercials. They're taping. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's what happened. Right. Do that move over.
Right. We didn't get that.
Right. Nah, it's true. And but I agree with you. I honestly thought of it like a hip-hop version of the Globetrotters. That's exactly what it was, really. And I actually, Rob, at times I put a little bit of thought into maybe trying to start like a league like that. But, you know, you would get points for moves or something. I don't know. It was hard to come up with stuff, but it probably wouldn't have worked because it's hard to do that. But, all right, 2 hours left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.